Adam Peter Hamilton is with us. He is from Ngāti Rongo. And today we're talking about the misappropriation of Māori mana and tikanga on environmental issues. Kaumātua from various iwi within Te Moana Nui Atoi have met to discuss concerns about the misappropriation of Māori knowledge and mana by Pākehā environmentalists in the Hauraki Gulf. Ara Peter, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei.
Tēnā koe, Dale, tēnā koutou whakarongo mai nei.
So taking our knowledge and utilising it for their own purposes, can you describe the frustration you feel at this act and also perhaps an example of what we are talking of, please, Ara Peter?
Ai, kia ora, Dale. For us, as the iwi and hapu within Te Moana Nui o Toi, we've become acutely aware where environmental Pākehā groups have started to actually stand up within the court proceedings and say they speak for Māori. And we're sitting there thinking, e hoa mā, ka hore koutou e taea hei mā ngai mō ngai tātou. So, as kaitiaki within a traditional framework, where we are the holders of our own mātauranga Māori, we see this as actually as a takahi on us. So last weekend we got together, ngā iwi, ngā hapū o Te Moana Nui o Toi, which takes from Mangawhai down through Tāmaki to Pare Hauraki, and we decided, Carl, this has got to stop. We as the traditional kaitiaki of this area are not going to be takahi by anybody. Kei a tātou anō lā ko te mana me te mātauranga Māori. Ka ore kei runga tētahi atu. Doesn't lie with other groups that have just suddenly appeared. And we talked extensively about it's whakapapa that allows you to be kaitiaki within a certain rohe moana.
I guess, Ara Peter, we could be witnessing something that has long been the case where Pākehā talk with some Māori and assume they can speak for all Māori. This is how we lost our land traditionally, wasn't it? Because some people sold it. They didn't have the right to. I take your point here. Also, do you think that at times they do this unconsciously, that they want to strengthen the environmental case, but they start using Māori whakaro to strengthen their hand in legal interchange? Or do you think it's quite a deliberate theft of Māori viewpoints?
I personally believe sometimes they do it unconsciously and sometimes they do it purposely. We're not saying
could
that
you,
we don't,
could you give us an
don't
example?
welcome the assistance,
mm-hmm.
but don't takahi us by assuming that they know everything as far as tikanga goes, because ko te iwi pupuri I te tikanga o te moana ko tātou, and it's something that's been passed mai rāno. And I'll give you an example. When our tupuna toi te huatahi arrived in this area and started naming places, that Whakapapa continues from him right down to us. To the extent we would say, if there was no Toi Te Huatahi, we wouldn't be here. That's our kaitiaki right.
So could you give us an example, Arapeta, of modern-day confiscation that we are talking about, or the tāhai of Māori concepts, of Māori whakapapa and history being utilised by environmental groups in a court setting? Is there an example you could point to?
Yeah, there is. We've been involved in the Ports of Auckland case, whereby the Ports of Auckland got a resource consent to dredge the Waitemata and take the paru that they've dredged up over on the other side of Waiheke, oh, not Waiheke, Aotea, Great Barrier, and dump it there.
Yes, we've been following this case, Arapeta, quite closely over the years it's rolled out. And some environmental groups trying to suggest that they have the handle on the Māori whakaaro regarding that and backing it.
Aye. Not only them, because the environment court case, we then had failed, and then we had to actually go to the High Court. So we've been in the High Court as well on this particular matter. And the environmental groups also lodged an appeal with us as a separate group, and then started talking about Māori concepts and tikanga Māori. And we're going, e ho ma?
Well, look, I want to acknowledge the hui that you've held. You've raised a very interesting point. I think our listeners too would recognise that there is always a threat of this occurring. Sadly, at times I think that a cultural and an environmental collaboration can be very useful to fight against development proposals that threaten Papatūānuku. But it is worth noting very much that it's not on for environmental groups to assume that they can speak on behalf of our people. Arapeta, we'll follow this through and stay in touch with you. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today on Pākehiwaha.
Kia ora, Dale.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koutou.
Ngā mihi, Arapeta Hamilton.